104.7, Andy and Mel, 918, up to 29 today. Probably still foggy somewhere. I don't know where, but probably still foggy somewhere. I don't want to offend anyone.
In the country?
By saying that it is not foggy.
I don't think
somewhere.
That's offensive.
Well, it could be. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is... Oh, God. Seriously? I just gave you crap an hour ago for not printing it, and you still haven't printed it.
I know. I didn't. When I say it's a long story, it doesn't mean it's actually a long story. It means I just don't want to tell you.
Sometimes it takes a second to get it.
It doesn't take a second to get it. I just didn't print it. Now I just closed it.
And the internet quote of the day, Mel, is?
Something about a long story.
Yeah. God. So,
if you haven't noticed, I've been purposely trying to annoy you today.
Arubi Lopez is a 30-year-old immigration lawyer in San Diego. Last Tuesday, went to the San Diego County Jail to visit a client. Officials took Arubi to a visiting room and locked him in, then went to go get his client. Or at least that's what he thought was going to happen. Instead, he waited in the locked room where no one ever came back. Apparently, the jail forgot he was there.
Oops.
The room had an intercom system. But when he tried it, it didn't work, and visitors aren't allowed to have cell phones. So Arubi had no way to remind anyone he was there. After about an hour, he began pounding on the door and screaming, but it took 3 more hours of that before a guard heard him and let him out.
Oh my goodness.
The jail apologized, but he's still upset and is considering a lawsuit because if he had had a medical problem, he could have died.
Yeah.
Of course, he doesn't have a medical problem and didn't die.
So that probably won't hold.
So if he had, so you can sue people for things that might have happened.
It is bad though, or scary to be stuck there for that long.
But you could sue someone for something that could have happened, not that did happen.
I don't know how all that stuff works, but... I would say, though, that would be scary, being stuck there and nobody answering.
I suppose. Anyway.
That'd freak me out.
So according to a study, female workers work longer and harder than men do.
Hmm.
This sounds like a bunch of bunk to me.
Oh, it does, huh?
Researchers observed 274 subjects working at companies scattered around the U.S., in financial services, consumer products, education, healthcare, and energy. Approximately 53% of the subjects were female and 47% were male. During a 10-minute experimental trial, female subjects worked 2.5 minutes compared to 2.1 minutes for male subjects on whatever they were given to do. It's probably because they figured it out quicker.
No, you didn't go there. No, you didn't. Really? Really?
Or maybe they spent the other 0.4 minutes like talking about what they were about to do. It goes both ways.
I'm so annoyed with you right now.
It also took...
they're just more thorough.
Yeah, that's it.
God, when given the opportunity such a jerk.
When given the opportunity to walk away during an experimental waiting period... 38% of female workers walked away compared to 52% of the male workers.
Okay.
Maybe that's because they weren't listening.
The men weren't listening?
No, the men were paying attention, so they got the order that they could leave, and so then they did, and more than half of them did, and then...
No, I know what 38% happened.
38%,
what? The women had to stay and finish the rest of the stuff that the males didn't finish.
No, it didn't say they were working on anyone else's
second,
work.
So that's why they are 2.1 minutes. So they had to stay later
and
clean up your
guys'
mess before they left.
I think the women
that's how it works.
Were too busy talking to hear that they could.
Oh, you think so? No. No.
Leave what they were working on.
No, pretty sure we were cleaning up your guys' mess. Finishing your project for you. And
the study also found that... an interesting work dynamic. Men work less when women are around.
Too busy looking at our boobs.
No, you're too busy yakking our ear off.
No. No. No.
So,
you're not winning this
coming
one.
Coming up on... on Thursday, can we do the thing with the deal? And... Because that's what I hear. Why are you looking at me so angrily? I don't understand.
You need to get your hearing checked.
What hearing?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? Dirt's coming up next. 923, Hot 104.7. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7. Hi. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Billboard has put out their annual music moneymakers list, which ranks 40 artists who raked in the most money last year. Madonna was number one with an estimated net income of $34.6 million. Bruce Springsteen was second with $33.4 million, followed by Roger Waters, Van Halen, Kenny Chesney, Dave Matthews Band, Tim McGraw, Jason Aldean, Coldplay, and Justin Bieber is in the top 10 of $15.9 million. Movies out this weekend on DVD, The Master.
Whoa.
What?
Movies out this weekend on DVD.
Yeah.
What weekend?
I'm sorry, this week. I didn't mean to say weekend. Thank okay. you. The Master and Chasing Mavericks. I did mean this weekend for this one, though, because the final Twilight movie, Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2, will hit stores on Saturday, March 2nd.
That way the kids don't have to miss school.
I guess. I don't
get
know.
There at midnight.
Maybe that's why.
And fall asleep watching it.
So that comes out on Saturday, though.
After they already saw
on it. On TV Tonight, Bunheads, Vanderpump Rules, and Castle. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
I have never heard of any of the shows that you just listed on TV Tonight. Not one of them.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning, we're going to top out at 29. It is 18 right now. And I'm not sure how I feel about this. There's a guy in Australia who came back from a six-day business trip last Tuesday, and he found that a dove had built a nest and laid eggs in the car windshield wiper.
Oh, okay.
Wildlife officials suggested that he leave his car there until they hatch.
Not really convenient.
Would you do it?
It was doves?
Yeah.
Probably not.
No, I wouldn't either. I'd turn on the wiper, get them off my car, and
I
go.
I don't want to sound like heartless or anything,
either,
but I mean, that's kind of a pain. Like, really? I'm going to leave my vehicle and not go to work?
The guy actually agreed to do that.
What?
And got a ride home from a friend. And officials came out and got the nest. The eggs are in an incubator.
Oh, okay.
No.
I guess if they came out and got the eggs and stuff and got it off my vehicle, I would leave it for like maybe a day.
You just got home from a six-day trip. You're really going to wait around for
somebody gave him a ride
wildlife
home.
People? I don't even want to wait for someone to come give me. And I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but come on.
Just want to go home after
I just want to go home.
Yeah.
It's not my fault I'm higher up the food chain than the doves are. Okay?
Well, I mean, if it was like an endangered species or something, then I think, you know, I would. But
the only nest...
There's plenty of doves around.
If snakes had built a nest in my car, then yeah, I'll leave it alone. Well, I'll let them have it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that you would probably end up selling the vehicle.
Yeah, probably. I just set it on fire.
Just sell it.
I also
snakes
have
snakes in the vehicle instead of snakes on a plane.
Snakes in the back seat.
That would gross me out.
I have a list of 7 habits that drive your coworkers crazy for monster.com.
I bet you do every single one of them.
Borrowing office supplies without asking.
What?
Is number 7.
Well, like what?
Like snagging Post-its off somebody's desk.
Oh.
Pens.
I've had to do that before.
I don't ask, but I don't steal them. I just take the one Post-it.
Yeah.
You know. Physical contact is another thing that bugs people. You know, like when you're too huggy.
Oh.
You know, poke someone. You know, the back rub thing. That is so creepy.
It can be.
Oh, God.
Especially if it's unwanted.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's like a hot coworker comes up and like rubs your back.
See,
then it's all okay.
About whether or not you're interested. That's the difference. The difference between sexual harassment and not is whether or not you are actually attracted to the person doing it.
Well, you have a little bit of a point there.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it's unwanted.
I've had a hot coworker come and rub my shoulders and that didn't bother me because he was hot.
I never rubbed your shoulders.
Not you. I never called you hot.
Doing anything that grosses people out, which yeah. ranges from sneezing and not using a tissue,
which
nose picking.
Do every morning. I'm sure I gross you out too.
When a sneeze comes up on me, I don't have time to reach over to the other side of the counter where you
morning.
Steal the Kleenexes.
I know. I sneezed this morning. I do blow my nose a lot in the morning because I am full of all kinds of mucus crap in the morning. It's so gross. I don't get it.
Excessive chit chat. No, that was not planned. Mel just kept going on, and the next one happened to be excessive chit chat.
I thought that was planned.
No, it wasn't planned. It was just next on the list at number four.
That was ironic. Okay.
Small talk is fine. It says, just as long as you're not distracting people and preventing from getting their work done. What is the first thing you do every morning when you walk in? You want to talk to me.
No, I
while I'm trying to get ready for the show.
I don't as much anymore. Because
no, you don't as much.
Because you won't talk to me.
No, I don't.
And I'm just warming up my voice.
I pretty much ignore you.
You do.
Until 6 o'clock.
Except for this morning when you asked, when you said, what's that smell?
Yeah, because I thought of it right when she walked in.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't smell anything.
I smell rapid.
Which was funny.
Number three, being a source of strong smells.
Oh, really? What the hell is going on here? You're not planning these.
No,
at all.
It's just the list. It's just where the conversation happens to be going.
Weird. Okay.
Adding unnecessary background noise during a conference call. I love conference calls because there's always some idiot that puts them on hold. And then it'll be, we work for a radio company.
Yeah.
So guess what is on some other dude's on hold? It's the one of the radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, while it's happening, it never identifies the station, so they can't figure out who it is to call them and say, take your phone off hold.
So like, what kind of other noises?
Well, there was a guy, I used to have a, with
yeah,
our old.
Yeah, you could do that.
With That's our fine. Old, I know, yeah, that happens
like
too.
That?
Our old company, I used to be on a conference call with a guy who would just flip out over any little repetitive noise.
Oh.
So what I always wanted to do was like. What I always wanted
like
to do was have like a baby crying sound effect. Like I'd get on the conference call in one of the production
that'd be
rooms
awesome.
And play baby crying down the phone line. It actually happened for real to me once though. I got on the call. It was like a 9:30 conference call when I used to do afternoons. And so I get on the call and I was home with Jackie and before I took her to daycare and she started crying. I thought I had my phone muted and I did not. Yeah. And she goes, is there a baby? Does someone have a baby? And I'm just like, oh.
Yes, I do.
And number one, making an unreasonable amount of noise.
Like at their desk?
Yeah.
Like if they're playing some music and stuff? Or
you're using headphones, but they're so loud you can still hear it.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. You also shouldn't listen to voicemail over your speakerphone or talk too loudly on the phone in general.
I hate talking over in the cubicle areas. I hate talking on my phone. I hate it.
You know what's more annoying than that?
What?
Is the people who use a production room to talk on the phone.
Well, I've done that before.
Yeah.
But not if anybody is using it or needs to use it. If they need to use it, I'll walk out.
If someone's just standing in there on the phone, I just walk in and start doing stuff until they leave. Oh, was this a private phone call? Oh, well, maybe you shouldn't have it in a production room.
Or they're just trying to find a room other than sitting in the cubicles and letting everybody
hear
what's
going on. No, it's usually not someone from the cubicles that's doing it.
Because I hate...
It's the other people.
Okay. Because I hate talking with by the cubicles.
Heroes of the Day, which Mel does not have...
Nope, I don't.
...is coming up next. Hang on. Howard 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:52. We're going to top out today at 29. That's what it is. Real quick here, Aaron is on the phone. How are you, Aaron?
I'm good.
What's up?
I have another item for your list of most annoying things at work.
Yeah?
We had a guy that used to clip his nails at his desk like every other day.
What?
And you would hear the snap and the pop.
And probably sometimes
you probably never cleaned it up, so there's probably nails everywhere.
And sometimes you'd hear it land.
I don't know. It was light cubes, but they didn't have tall walls. It was a short wall, so it was very open.
Oh my gosh.
That's
like
nasty.
Every other day, the nail clipping.
That's not good.
What
Thank you
heck?
For the call, Aaron.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's icky.
Gross.
Yeah, very, very. Every time you're a hero. Heroes of the Day, Mel, go!
Last Sunday around 4:10 a.m., 24-year-old Jose Angel Perales Jr. of Iowa broke into a lingerie store in Davenport, Iowa, naked! But he wasn't leaving that way. Jose spent 2 hours trying on women's clothes and accessories before he settled on a blonde wig and a dress, and then he left the store with them on. Now, he might have gotten away with the two, but like the nutty little girl that he is.
Darn kids and that dog.
Jose had a back tattoo of his last name, Perales, on it.
Of course he did.
And the tattoo is visible in the store surveillance footage of the break-in. Police matched up with their tattoo database from a previous arrest, and Jose was busted for felony third-degree burglary. He could get up to 5 years in prison. They have a tattoo database?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Interesting.
Now, if stuff like this happened before the internet, and maybe stuff like this happened, but we just never heard about it, or maybe it's just... really, the world has gotten crazier. Anyway, in Virginia, a kindergarten teacher and a school nurse have been arrested for trying to hire a hitman.
Oh, say what?
47-year-old Angela Nolan is a teacher at Sontag Elementary School. She was friends with the school nurse, 37-year-old Kathy Bennett, and they were hunting for a hitman to kill Angela's ex-husband.
Where do you hunt for a hitman anyway?
I don't know. The ex-husband is Paul Strickler. He's 63. They have a 7-year-old daughter. Their divorce was smooth, but back in October, Angela filed for a protective order against Paul, and then apparently she decided to try to get him whacked.
Okay.
Yeah. Neither the kindergarten teacher nor the school nurse was a criminal mastermind, though, so when they met with the hitman and offered him $8,000 to kill Paul, it was actually an undercover cop.
Yeah.
Both were arrested for solicitation to commit murder, and I can safely assume they both won't be returning to the education.
I would guess not.
Field.
Yeah.
Time for us to scoot. Ben is in next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 1047.com.